You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, back to reality here. So Julie needed our help. It all seems a little bit superficial after something like this, but for her, it's not. She wants to know why she got ghosted, and we got answers for her. Hey, Julie, good morning. You're on The Bird Show.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so it was Blackout Wednesday was the night, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
And
for those that don't know what Blackout Wednesday is, Abby, you want to tell them?
Blackout Wednesday is a Wednesday where you black out from alcohol. No, it's kind of like this funny term that people use for when they go to their hometown bars and they run into their high school ex or maybe somebody that they don't talk to a lot from college. And it's kind of known as a slutty night out because that's typically when people link up with old flames.
And that's why they're so hungover on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they're trying to like... It's almost like Thanksgiving death row. You know your family's coming in and you're going to be spending time with your family, so let me go party it up on Wednesday night with my friends. Is that what happened to you, Julie?
Yes, that's hilarious. Yes, that's exactly what happened. I went home for Thanksgiving and as one does, I went out with some old high school friends and we met up for a drink, which turned into lots of drinks. And I didn't hook up with an ex, but I noticed this incredibly hot guy sitting at the bar by himself. And never in a million years would I approach a guy of this caliber, but my friends were very encouraging and I was just drunk enough to make a move. And before I walked over, I Googled the best Thanksgiving pickup lines and I just used the first one I saw, but it worked. He immediately laughed and asked me to sit down.
Oh no. And, Julie, you got to share. Yeah. What was that Thanksgiving line you Googled that worked?
He passed that.
What was it?
Oh my gosh. It's so corny sober. But it was, I checked the meat thermometer. You're officially one hot bird.
No, take it back.
That wasn't
That's
it.
Take
terrible.
It back.
Stop. That's terrible. Stop. You know what else would have worked? Hi. All right. Anyway, so it did. It obviously got you where you got to feel how hot the meat was.
Yes, I ended up, I sort of ditched my friends and I stayed at the bar with him and just talking and taking tequila shots, probably more shots than talking. And while we were sitting there, we exchanged numbers. We both left at the same time. And as I was waiting for my Uber, we suddenly had a passionate kiss and we were donezo. I ditched the Uber. I went back to his place and yada, yada. It was fantastic. And our chemistry was way off the charts. So I left that night because I didn't want my parents to wake up and not, you know, have me not at home. And I was incredibly hungover for Thanksgiving, maybe even like the next day after that, but it was totally worth it. And later in the day, I texted them just happy Thanksgiving and nothing. And then later that evening, I sent another little text just to make sure I had the right number. And nothing. And I can't for the life of me figure out why I'm being ghosted. I mean, I get it. It's a one-night stand, but it was a really good one-night stand. And I'm not looking for a future with this dude, but he knew I was still in town for a few more days. So I thought, hey, why not like one more time, but I just need to know what the hell happened.
Okay, so now we're past the romantic part of the one night stand, and you're wondering, like, why hasn't there been a two or a three or a four night stand? So you've been texting him, he doesn't hit you back at all, and you wanted answers, right?
Yes.
All right, at least the dudes in here seems pretty clear.
Yeah, I would say. But
let's make it official here.
All right, so I reached out to him. We're going to call him Chris. So I reached out to Chris, introduced myself, explained what I'm doing, why I'm texting. And I texted Chris. I said, the night before Thanksgiving, you met a woman at a bar. She ended up going back to your place. She thought you all had a great time and is wondering why you haven't responded to her text messages.
Plus, she's pregnant.
No. I said she's not looking to pursue a relationship. She just wants closure on what went wrong. And Chris responded back. He said, I'm actually shocked she remembers anything at all. And I said, she did mention the two of you had quite a bit to drink, but she also said your chemistry was, quote, off the charts. And Chris said, correction, she had quite a bit to drink, and I'm not sure what chemistry she's speaking of. And I said, wait, forgive me for asking this question. Did you all not, you know? And Chris said, absolutely not. She was way too trashed, and I would never. I didn't feel comfortable sending her off in an Uber in that condition, so I let her sleep it off at my house. And I said, interesting. And Chris said, listen, I don't know what she thinks happened, but that did not happen. What did happen is she puked her guts out in my toilet, slept for a while on the bathroom floor until I moved her to my bed.
Sexy.
And then I slept on the couch. She was gone when I woke up. And I said, gotcha. So why not respond to her text? And he said, dude, I think I've done enough for her already.
Oh, man.
We good.
And that was it. I'm all set. So, who knew there would be no stuffing at Thanksgiving this year?
So, Julie, the good news is you certainly celebrated the spirit of Blackout Wednesday.
You did. You concocted a whole new night for yourself.
Going in the Hall of Fame.
So you don't remember any of that? Do you remember the puking part? You clearly thought other things happened and they did not.
You must have dreamt it, babe.
I'm shocked because I definitely remember being very snuggly and kissing. I didn't think that I
you're kissing the turlet.
Flashes, but I knew that we didn't go all the way, but we definitely, I mean, there was affection going on. I had so much fun, and I don't remember lying on the bathroom floor. I have sort of a recollection maybe of feeling not good and possibly I puked, but that's not how I don't know.
We understand your confusion. We'll just let you go at this point to save just a little bit of face. Okay.
Maybe tequila's not your thing.
Maybe something. So question. Guy question. The next morning, you can't tell from the night before something happened down there?
Sometimes you can't. Depending on...
Sometimes you can't tell while it's happening.
Hey, The Bird Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.